in the pasuk says, when in reference to the mon, "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, inni mamti lachem lechem min hashamayim, v'yotzom v'lo tu dvar yoyim b'yoymoy." They're going to go out and collect each day the appropriate portion. And that will be a test to see if you're going to follow in my Torah or not. So everybody learns whatever they learn, different pshatim over here. The Sipurnu says something a little different. It says, Matul lechem lechem, mozoin, leman and asen, mozoin, that's food for your sustenance. Leman and asenu ayerich besoirosi, to test you if you'll go besoirosi, kesheyia misparnis shaloi betzar. If you're going to have your mozoin, your lechem, every day, the one which is the sustenance that you need, and you're going to have it every single day, you'll be misparnis shaloi betzar. You don't have to work, you don't have to go places to find it, you don't have to search, you don't have to be worried. You have your mon every single day. So you'll be misparnis shaloi betzar. Ke omram zichron avrocha, just as Chazal said, loy nitno teiro lidroish, the other Sipurnu says, without the word lidroish, loy nitno teiro lidroish, ela lo oichle hamon. The Torah was only given to the oichle hamon. It's only the oichle hamon that can really learn the Torah and derish the Torah, and that's why the Torah, loy nitno teiro elo lo oichle hamon. So, Shaila is, what's going on over here? The Maisa, we know, the Gemara says that there are three matonas that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael, and each one was Al Yedei Yisurim. Torah was Al Yedei Yisurim. It says, Eretz Yisrael, Torah Eretz Yisrael v'olam habo, Torah minayin shenema ashri agev asher tiasrenu ko. Happy is the one, the person that Hashem is miyaser him, gives him Yisurim, umiteros chus lamdenu. So through the Yisurim, he is kain of the Torah. So the Torah is niknas b'Yisurim. So what exactly is going on over here? The ideal that the Sipurnu explains over here, and the test is going to be, now that you have, that you're misparnish shaloi betzar, you should be able to learn. And the Torah was only given loichle amon, to people who could be misparnish shaloi betzar. They can be able to learn to darshan. They'll be able to reach the heights of learning Torah. Hey, but Torah is niknas b'Yisurim. So, how do those two things fit together? And Bechlal, we know that Yisurim, the Rambam writes that he wrote Mishneh Torah, he calls it Torah Shalamadati Ba'af. He wrote Mishneh Torah when he was being pursued by the Muslims. He was under the worst possible conditions. And those conditions of the pursuit and of the pain and of the tsar that he was having, and those conditions, he wrote Mishneh Torah, his magnum opus, his greatest, well, greatest, but this massive work on Kol HaTorah Kula under the worst of conditions. So something very strange is going on over here. I think that, you know, the pshat must be like this, that Avada, on a certain level, when a person has Yisurim, that he can, it can motivate him, it could focus him, it makes him spiteful, maybe, you know, I'll show you, Afal Pikein, and despite all the Yisurim, I'm going to do it, I'm going to overpower the Yisurim, I'm going to find additional strength, and ultimately, those Yisurim distract on some level. There's on some level, they just, I can't possibly, if I'm bitzar and I'm worried about, am I hiding here? Am I going to be shot over here? Is this guy hiding hiding to ambush me over here? And what are they going to do? I'm locked in a cave, and maybe they'll close off the cave, and then I won't be able to breathe. And these things can't help. Even on the greatest minds, even on the greatest a person whose avas had Torah and whose dveikus in Torah is so overwhelming, but we're all affected by things. This could affect anybody. But on the highest level, to really appreciate what it means to be able to learn is loinitno Torah ela loichle amon. It's only the oichle amon that really have everything provided, and they're misparnis without tsar, and they're living in this idyllic situation where everything is being taken care of for them. They have the ability to reach this ultimate height, to be completely concentrating only on the Torah, only on the learning, without any distraction, without anything else to worry about. Aye, the Gemara says, Torah is niknis b'yisurim. So, vaistos, that the yisurim are the yisurim that come from the learning. The pain, the agony, the concern, the worry, the frustration. I don't understand it. I don't get it. It's confusing. Not anything outside. Outside, everything is fine. The world is perfect. I live in utopia. Oh, but I don't understand. It's the problem here. It's a kasha from here. This doesn't fit up with this. I can't understand this. I'm arguing about this. And those yisurim, that vaistos is the true kinyan ha-Torah. And that would mean that the Sipurnu is not disagreeing in saying that, or the Chazal, when they say, Lonit Torah El Loich Le'amon, are not disagreeing with Torah's Niknis B'Yisurim. But the outside Yisurim are not what the Kinyan is about. Outside Yisurim can be distractive. It's the Yisurim that come from the learning, the effort that I put in, the Ein HaTorah Niknis El Misha Meimis HaSatzmo Aleho, that I'm Mamish Odom Ki Yomus Be'oihel. I'm putting in such effort to, I got to understand it, I got to get it, it doesn't make any sense, and I'll fight it, and I'll argue, and I'll think, and I'll go to sleep and wake up in the morning dreaming about it. And it says, those are the Yisurim that create the Kinyan HaTorah. I just thought that for a moment, we could talk about some of the distractions that interfere with the learning. I think we see from here that learning requires a level of concentration above and beyond. The emes is to really be zeicher, the Torah was really given to the Oichli Amon who are going to be misparnes shaloi betzar. There's a certain amount. It's not, they didn't have the whole thing. They had to have each day. They have to have a certain bitochen. I guess that bitochen too is not considered, will not interfere with the learning. That's just enhanced the learning because I'm connected with the Rabbeinu Shalalem and I put my trust in him and I have menuchas ha-nefesh and I'm able to concentrate. But lemaisa, distractions are very, very dangerous and devastating. And therefore, I think we have to rethink our whole attitude towards learning and the chashivas of learning and the distractions that we have. Let's think about it. We know that, unfortunately, phones and communications that we have are big distractions. The fact that a person has his phone, even if it's on vibrate, it's a distraction. It's a distraction all the time because I'm always ready for an interruption, and it's certainly a distraction when it interrupts. And one might think, wrongly so, and we all, have the potential to think that I take out my phone, I look at it, and then I put it back, and I was still carrying on the conversation. But you may be carrying on the conversation, but the mind isn't fully in sync with the conversation. Because if the mind to be in sync with the conversation, it has to be leinit no Torah el loich lehamon. There are no distractions. It's shaloi betzar. There's nothing other than the Torah itself that's vexing me, that's bothering me, that's concerning me, that's on my mind. Same thing, if we bottle learning and then we talk. Now we think, okay, I talk for a minute and I go right back to the learning. But it's not true. Talking leaves a distraction. Talking, we said something. I didn't agree with what my chavrusa said, not in learning, stam. Or I said something, what I said was pretty stupid, it bothers me, I don't feel so good about it, I should have answered him better, I should have said this, I should have done that. These are things that interfere with my ability to concentrate. So because I took 2 minutes to bottle, now the rest, the next 10 minutes or 20 minutes, or I don't know how long, is affected by the fact that I now, my mind is, I'm sharing my mind with the learning and something else. And the truth of the matter is, with the amount of concentration that we're even capable of putting in, when we share that concentration with distractions, we end up, miyuta de miyuta. There's almost nothing left. So this is, again, we're diminishing. And then sometimes we wonder, why couldn't I figure something out? Why couldn't I? Especially learn Bikias, and I want to move, and I want to do it fast, and I have a quota, and I have to get moving, but I just couldn't. Why couldn't I figure it out? Oh, you know, I couldn't figure it out because I was only using a half or a quarter of the amount of concentration that I ever use altogether, which they say is maybe only 2% of the brain power. So, like, I don't know if they know that for sure, but so we end up that we're really hurting ourselves. I mentioned this, I think, once. I read once that they say when you're studying, you should always study in the same place, because if there's a dot on the wall that you're unfamiliar with, it will distract you. A dot on the wall. Here I am studying for this very important test. I'm studying for this, who knows what it may be. My career is totally in it, or I'm so motivated. But there's a dot on the wall. Now, if I saw the dot yesterday, the day before, so I don't notice it anymore. That's a ma'isim b'chol yom. They get used to things. But I knew the little dot on the wall is going to make a distraction. Anything can make a distraction. And when there's distraction, there isn't concentration. Same thing happens with Musa. Musa, by the way, is learning. I don't know what this... Musa is just taking specific areas of the Torah that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter taught us and said that we need specific emphasis and using specific sforim and spending specific focus and concentration on those areas besides just the general learning. And when I do that, if I'm distracted... conversation, this, you know, even if I start a conversation out in the hall before I come in to learn Musa, but then I continue here. If I don't continue, but it's still on my mind, we have to figure out ways of freeing the mind from all distractions and just being able to focus, to regain to whatever extent possible that lo nitnu teira el lo'ichle amon. Now, for Shteitzach, we're not expected to do it on such a level. We're human, and we're in the 21st century, and we're far from Har Sinai. But Lamaisa, to whatever extent that we can. You know, Baruch Hashem, we have those boxes out there where a person could put the phone and even recharge the phone, and it shouldn't be in the Beis Medrash so that we could at least minimize that. Batola should be minimized so that it doesn't distract me, not just from the few minutes that I talk, and sometimes it's more than a few minutes, but it continues to distract me beyond, because the thoughts are in my mind. We have to get just to focus, to get in nothing else, have nothing to worry about. And when a person has worries, a person should attend to those worries. And if they're worries of Parnosa, should try to find an Eitzah to deal with it, so that we shouldn't constantly be burdened. The mind that's burdened can't put in the concentration that's necessary to grow. We're all here because we want to grow. We're all here because we want the Musa to affect us, that we refine our character and become better people. We want the learning to help us to understand the Teres Hashem and to develop the insights and the skills and the analysis and the techniques to better understand it. And we're capable. We're capable. We shouldn't think for a moment that we're not capable of achieving lofty levels of understanding. And the reason is poshet. Because Torah is a mitziah. Yogatav le'matzosa al tamin. The Goyin says it's a mitziah. It's not a mitziah. Mitziah you find. Here you worked for. No, no, no. There's a tanai you have to work. Ki Hashem yitein chochma mipib dasu svuna. It comes as a gift. It's a matona from Hashem. And the yisurim that I have to put in order to make it happen are just a tanai. But it's really a gift from Hashem. And when I put in the tanai, a person who says, Yogati v'leimotzosi, sheker, al tamin, don't believe him. It's not true. We have the capability. We have no comprehension of the extent of the capability that we have, both in learning and in musar and in self-development and in refining our character. And the Torah did not end in Europe. It didn't end in Europe. It's nitzchi, and it goes ruchi asher alecho dvorish samti b'picho lo yemusha mipicho mipizarcho mipizero zaracho meato ve'ad olam forevermore. And we can do it. But one of the tools that we need is mind. Mindfulness. We need to focus the mind. We need to reduce and remove and limit and eliminate as much as possible all the distractions that we have, and that can make all the difference.